the internet and just how much smaller our world has become over the past, you know, 15, 20 years has kind of changed professional wrestling entirely. I mean, Xavier Woods' podcast, Kenny Omega, was on the other day, and I don't think 15 years ago you would have ever seen a WCW or a WWE guy doing the same show together and talking. How do you think this show on Access TV is going to bring you guys closer to the United States audience?
Well, I'd like to think that people are going to check out Josh Barnett and myself because we're going to be telling a different story than they're used to hearing. I think our style, our broadcasting style, our own personal philosophies of what goes on in the ring is very well suited for the product that we're calling. But, you know, Access is doing they're not only doing promos and promotion to underscore our show on Friday night. I also recorded last Tuesday at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. I was there to participate in a press conference for CBS Sportsnet Boxing, of which I'll be the play-by-play guy beginning March 12th. But I did an interview while I was there with Michael Schiavallo, who's the MMA voice of Access TV. And this Friday night, I'll be on his show called Voice Versus, which is an hour-long interview show. And he grilled me very well. He sauced me up and grilled me. It's good. It's a good show. I think people are going to really enjoy it. So it's a big package of shows and promotion for Friday night. And hopefully, we will be able to enjoy New Japan even more with Access as the year progresses. You know, I'd love to go to Japan and broadcast back to the States on Access live New Japan events, the big ones. And I've made that desire known. And whether it gets done or not is another story. But I think we just scratched the surface on how we can help build a New Japan brand using Access TV as the vehicle to the North American audience.